Iraq's prime minister visited Tehran for talks with senior Iranian officials. Nouri al-Maliki arrived in the capital Monday and met with several Iranian officials. He has been on a regional tour to seek support for his bid to stay in power, with stops already in Syria and Jordan. Charles Dunn is a scholar with the Middle East Institute and former director for Iraq on the National Security Council. We asked him how getting support from regional leaders can help the Iraqi prime minister in his bid to stay in power.
A number of these countries have been very actively involved in the current political crisis in one way or the other. Iran has certainly played a very important role in pushing together the various Shia parties to nominate Maliki as their prime ministerial candidate. Jordan has in general played a very positive role in supporting Iraq. And the Syrians, of course, being allied with Iran and having the ability to turn on or off Ba'ath money and foreign fighters coming into the country also is very important in the eyes of most Iraqi politicians. I think most Iraqi politicians want to be seen as the preferred candidate of powerful regional neighbors because it gives them more credibility in the negotiations that are ongoing inside Iraq right now.
Are we closer to having a government formed there?
I think we're closer, but I don't think we're going to see it immediately. For one thing, the United States has been alarmed by the alliance between Muqtada Sadr's party and Maliki, which, as I noted, has been largely forced into being by Iran. So the United States has been sending signals to various Iraqi politicians that it should slow down, get government formation right, not necessarily quick. And I think that's the line you're going to continue to hear from Washington. It could be as many as another couple of months before the major political issues are resolved.
Meanwhile, the timetable's going on the U.S. complete withdrawal from the area.
That's correct. That has a lot of Iraqis worried. It certainly has the Kurds worried because they are fearful of what will happen without that kind of American security safety blanket, especially in the fault line in the disputed territories in the north. Iyad Alawi's party is also worried about the U.S. in effect abandoning Iraq and leaving it to Iranian influence. This obviously is not universally shared among Iraqi politicians. And the U.S. itself is more than willing to maintain a presence there if the Iraqis initiate such a request and enter into serious negotiations about it.
If you were asked, what would you suggest all these parties do in order to form a government?
Well, I would suggest, first of all, that they realize that politics is not a zero-sum game. They need to put the national interest ahead of their individual party interests and come up with reasonable compromises that will ensure that all of the major parties are included. The United States, for example, is specifically worried that if Iraqi is shut out completely of the government, the Sunnis will become even more disaffected and with possibly returning to large-scale violence directed against the government. So I would definitely urge the parties to look beyond their narrow political interests and focus on what's really good for the country, and that is being inclusive.
Charles Dunn, a scholar with the Middle East Institute, speaking with us from Washington. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.